Regarding Allah does not overburden you, the hadith tells us, when the verse, to Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth, whether you reveal it, what is in your heart, or hide it, Allah will bring you to account for it. He will forgive whom He will and punish whom He will. He has power over all things. Chapter 2, verse 184. When it was sent down to the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, his companions were distressed and went to him and said, O Messenger of Allah, we have been charged with that (duty) which is within our capacity, prayer, striving, fasting, and charity. Now, this verse has been revealed to you, and what it charges us is beyond our capacity. The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, said, Do you want to say the same as the people of the two books? We hear but disobey. Instead, you should say, We hear and obey. We implore your forgiveness, Lord, and to you is our arrival. When they recited this and their tongues had adapted themselves to it, Allah sent down, The messenger believes in what has been sent down to him from his Lord, and so do the believers. Each believes in Allah, his angels, his books, and his messengers. We do not differentiate between any of his messengers. They say, We hear and obey. (we ask) your forgiveness, Lord, and to you is the arrival. Chapter 2, verse 285. When they had done this, Allah the Mighty, the Glorified, sent down, Allah charges no soul except to its capacity, for it what it has earned, and against it what it has gained. Our Lord, do not take us to account if we've forgotten or made a mistake. Our Lord, do not burden us with a load as you have burdened those before us. Our Lord, do not overburden us with more than we can bear, and pardon us and forgive us and have mercy on us. You are our protector, so give us victory over the nation of the unbelievers. Chapter 2, verse 286.